Chapter 6 Promises to the Children. Jesus was interested in children. He did not step into our world a fully matured man. Had he done this, children would not have had his example to copy. Christ was a child. He had the experience of a child. He felt the disappointments and trials that children feel. He knew the temptations of children and youth. But Christ was in his child life and youthful life an example to all children and youth. He lived their example, and all children and youth may find in Jesus one to whom they can carry all their griefs and all their disappointments, and in him they will find a friend who will help them. Jesus loves little children. When the mothers brought their children to Jesus, the disciples attempted to send them away. But Jesus rebuked them and said, "Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." He then gathered them in his loving arms and blessed them. God wants every child of tender age to be his child, to be adopted into his family. Young though they may be, the youth may be members of the household of faith and have a most precious experience. They may have hearts that are tender and ready to receive impressions that will be lasting. They may have their hearts drawn out in confidence and love for Jesus and live for the Savior. Christ will make them little missionaries. We need to recognize the Holy Spirit as our enlightener. That Spirit loves to address the children and discover to them the treasures and beauties of the Word. God requires these children to give him their heart's best and holiest affections. He has bought them with his own blood. A pitying, loving Savior will receive them if they will come to him just as they are. How much stronger than death is the love that binds the mother's heart to her afflicted child. Yet God declares that even a mother may forget her child. Yet will I not forget thee. No, not a single soul who puts his trust in him will be forgotten. God thinks of his children with the tenderest solicitude and keeps a book of remembrance before him, that he may never forget the children of his care. He who was the adored of angels, who had listened to the music of the heavenly choir, was ever touched while upon this earth with the sorrows of children, ever ready to listen to the story of their childish woe. He often dried their tears, cheering them with the tender sympathy of his words, which seemed to hush their sorrows and make them forget their grief. The soul of the little child that believes in Christ is as precious in his sight as are the angels about his throne. Jesus knows the needs of his children, and he loves to listen to their prayers. Let the children shut out the world and everything that would attract the thoughts from God, and let them feel that they are alone with God, that his eye looks into the inmost heart and reads the desire of the soul, and that they may talk with God. It is the duty and privilege of every child to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. It will please the Lord Jesus to have the children ask him for every spiritual grace, to bring all their perplexities and trials to the Savior, for he knows how to help the children and youth. Because he was a child himself and was once subject to all the trials, disappointments, and perplexities to which children and youth are subject. God's promise is given as much to children and youth as to those of more mature age. Whenever God has given a promise, let the children and youth turn it into a petition and beg the Lord to do those things for them in their experience that he did for Jesus, his only begotten Son, when in human necessity he looked to God, asking for the things which he needed. Every blessing the Father has provided for those of more mature experience has been provided for children and youth through Jesus Christ. In the closing scenes of this earth's history, many children and youth who receive a true Christian education will astonish people by their witness to the truth, which will be born in simplicity, yet with spirit and power. They have been taught the fear of the Lord, and their hearts have been softened by a careful and prayerful study of the Bible. In the near future, many children will be endued with the Spirit of God and will do a work proclaiming the truth to the world. They will do a work in the world that not all the powers of evil can counteract.